1st of May on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Today, a lot of issues, and in this hour, try to take two or three, sometimes four issues apart, put them together with some expert information. That'll be the case as we explore the FedEx package handlers shooting spree. We'll have a gentleman who has had issues with bipolar disease and find out whether that may have led to the circumstances on Tuesday where this fellow in Atlanta shot up the office and then he killed himself. The police sergeant there told reporters that this individual was not of stable mind. Well, you know what? That's kind of a silly statement to make. Nobody in his or her right mind would do what this person did. So by definition, the person is insane. But what kind of history did 19-year-old Getty Kramer have? His body was no real clue. They do, when something like this happens, most of the progressive police departments do a chemical analysis in the morgue. I don't mean this to sound too much like NCIS, but in the morgue, they take apart the body. What can you find out about the blood? What can you find out about anything going on in the brain, tumors, that sort of thing, that could have led to the change in personality that was represented by this fellow doing what he was doing? The warehouse, about 21 miles, by the way, northwest of downtown Atlanta, and obviously a feeder for the FedEx shipping center at Atlanta Hartsfield. Numerous calls from inside the big FedEx package and delivery facility alerted police to the shooting. Started a little before 6 in the morning. Victims were taken to a hospital. Emergency doctors involved said 3 were in critical condition. The situation, multiple gunshot wounds for a couple of these people. Anyway, it's not important who these folks were, important to their families, not necessarily important to the story. What's important is why this continues to happen. Why is there this trauma? Why is it in places like the post office or FedEx or in schools or those who work for the Army or the Navy in the services? What in the world is going on? There have been some stories about disgruntled people that work within the law enforcement community itself. You've all seen the pictures of this. I think I was thinking, this is like a scene out of Rambo. If you know, you really analyze what if you take it from top to bottom and try to understand what went on with this guy. This is a very, very dangerous place. I don't know. Maybe is this the most dangerous? What is the most dangerous place? That may be a good question for us to investigate. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Authorities trying to figure out whether or not, and I'm talking about federal authorities, what do we have to do to protect the people that work in these facilities? What are you going to do? You're going to put in front of every school in the country, are you going to put an x-ray machine? In front of every office building in the country, are you going to put an x-ray machine? In front of every warehouse in the country, are you going to put an x-ray machine? Are you going to put one every place, walking up and down the street? Can you see them as you walk over the bridge in Chicago? In order to get to the other side, you've got to go through an x-ray machine. What are we doing? Anyway, people who were there described this fellow and the gun he had, bullets were strapped across his chest. That's where the Rambo thing in my mind comes from. It was a huge assault rifle, according to a FedEx clerk that was in the line of fire but ducked. He also had a knife. He had all kinds of weapons. And at 19, one wonders why, and then you think, okay, well, at 18, you can join the Army, you can join the Marines, you can learn how to shoot a weapon, you can learn how to kill people, so it doesn't seem, 19 just seems so young anymore. It just seems so young to be this angry about life, to have your life so screwed up that you would want to do this. I actually found him to be kind of young. I'm surprised FedEx would hire somebody that was 19. Am I missing something here? Why would they be hiring 19-year-olds? I suppose strong a body, maybe, but I would have thought they would wait until somebody's 21 years old, especially if they're driving a truck. They're usually, I've found FedEx, UPS to have a lot of credibility because the people that are working there seem to be well trained and kind of clued in as to what's going on. All right. Anyway, what is the state of health of people working in our country? We'll find out how this whole trail works. Max, a lot of experience in this area, personal experience, up next here on Good Day.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass. Responsibly.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium,
our locker room,
our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. You have no doubt heard by now that 6 people were shot as a 19-year-old FedEx employee opened fire at a FedEx sorting facility in Georgia. The shooter wound up turning the gun on himself, took his own life. So what we know at this point, I've seen a lot of video of FedEx trucks. I don't know, the television world is amazing. And lots of pictures of FedEx trucks. Doesn't tell the story, but it tells where it became horror. The horror started. I don't think we know a whole lot about the shooter. Once again, brings up the issue of the state of our mental health care system. Max Maddox is with us. He knows a lot about this. He was diagnosed with bipolar illness at the age of 20. He and his mother, novelist Kathy Brandt, have written a book on their experiences as they sought help and treatment for Max. The book, Walks on the Margins, a story of bipolar illness, is in alternating chapters expressing the anguish and frustration of both Max and his mother as they struggle with doctors and hospitals and the law along the road to recovery. Max Maddox, welcome to the Good Day program.
Thank you for having me.
So, under the circumstances, you diagnosed with bipolar illness at a young age. What does that mean to the people in your life? What did they not know about you? What do they need to know about you as you learned about yourself?
Well, a big part of it, I think, was reorienting exactly who they thought I was. I think what happened to Lilal for them was that their son, brother, became somebody that they didn't know, somebody that they didn't really recognize and couldn't, whose behavior they couldn't predict, and a person whose, personality was, in all honesty, in different ways, very disagreeable. So, beyond that, a kind of catastrophe ensued that, I think, we're just cleaning up and finishing cleaning up today, so...
So how is your life different? Can you describe what you think normalcy is and then describe what your life is like?
I think I'm an artist, so my life is pretty abnormal in general. I live a pretty normal life for an artist, because this particular mental illness is an episodic illness.
What does that mean? Explain what that means, if you don't mind.
It comes and it goes. I have long periods, even in the midst of the worst of my illness, I have long periods where anyone would consider me sort of quote-unquote normal. And, in the last 7 or 8 years, just about every day of my life would have been more or less considered, a normal day.
So the people that the people that you hear often discussing why didn't we know, you're thinking perhaps about, I'm talking to the audience now, the shootings at some of these bases, or people going to schools or theaters or wherever there seems to be a focus on mental illness. Are those people, do you think, the same as you? One day they're normal and another next day they aren't, and so it wouldn't be easy to tell that they are as they actually are?
Yeah, I think that's very possible. I don't think that anybody could know about my illness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are so many different human pathologies, that we rest on, being able to diagnose or say, that person, shot all these people, he's mentally ill. Well, yeah, he is.
By definition, you're insane if you do something like
right.
that. Right. Yeah.
But on the other hand, my mental illness and most people's mental illness is very facile in terms of its danger to other people.
Do you think, we only have a few seconds left, that there's a chemical reality here? Are you on certain drugs? And do you think sometimes if people have these problems, they're on drugs and they're the wrong drugs?
I think frequently they are the wrong drugs. I think sometimes the quote-unquote right drugs are the wrong drugs. There's a lot of evidence that the drugs designed for to treat these illnesses frequently have the opposite effect and cause condition to worsen. But in general, I think that people who can work with their psychiatrist, can come up with something that works.
The right cocktail. Max Maddox, thank you for sharing your story with us here. The book is called Walks on the Margins, the story of bipolar illness. Max Maddox here on Good Day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Tunes, the theme, in fact, from A Hard Day's Night, the news from the Beatles today, or at least from those who produced A Hard Day's Night, is that this movie and the music from it is going to return to theaters this summer to mark the 50th anniversary of the premiere of the movie at London's Pavilion Theatre. They have digitally restored, Richie, the movie's picture. The son of George Martin has remixed and remastered the soundtrack. So they're working at Abbey Road Studios to get this thing all put together so that we will have the ability to have this kind of fun this summer from A Hard Day's Night. The director put the musical together, written by a guy named Alan Owen. This was at the height of Beatlemania. Remember this? Made $12 million, which was a lot of money for a movie back in the 60s. And it follows the Fab Four as they travel from Liverpool to London, did a TV appearance. They have all their fans chasing after them all over the place. Can you imagine what would happen? And is there an equivalent to the Beatles today? I don't think musically there is, impact-wise. But look at all of the hoopla that's made over some of these really second-rate singers and performers with the paparazzi chasing them all over the place. Can you imagine if the Beatles in today's world were making it like they did in the 60s? What kind of reception they'd be getting? Is there any equivalent today? I don't think there is.
Let me tell you why.
The question.
Well, One Direction.
Yeah. Let me tell you why.
The Beatles stop playing.
There isn't anybody that has the impact of this, because Sir George Martin, who was their producer, was a genius, and he wanted this movie to start with an impactful song, and he wanted that song to start with an impactful chord. So he came up with this. And that chord is one of the most debated chords in rock and roll history.
Why?
How to do it. Because it's layers. It's all four of them doing something different. So apparently what happens is that there is a G7 suspended four played. And then Harrison plays an F, an A, a C, and a G over it. And then Paul plays a D. And then there's also a tonic G on the piano. And they mix all of this together.
Wish I knew what he was talking about.
Exactly.
A lot of letters.
But if you go on YouTube, you could spend hours watching people deconstruct this chord and debate what it actually is. Mm. And it's an amazing thing to see four guys who are such brilliant musicians, who didn't know how to read or write music when they first started this band.
Yeah. Spend my days night, Richie.
It's an amazing thing.
It really is. Okay, will this be fun?
This is cool. Other musical news today, the drummer for the Scorpions. Anybody know him?
I love the Scorpions.
Jailed in Dubai.
For what? What do you do now?
Well, I don't, you know, you wonder about what goes on here in the circumstances. Why would this group have any, when you know what you know about Dubai, although it's supposed to be the entertainment capital of the Middle East, I guess. His name is James Kotak. Is that it? Kotak? Kotak?
Close enough.
Arrested at the airport for drunk and disorderly conduct. Sentenced to 30 days in jail because he committed the crime of insulting Islam.
Little tip for you if you're a rocker that likes to drink and go party and have a good time.
Don't go to Dubai.
Stay out of the Middle East.
Yeah,
it's not a good place for you.
All right, so there we go. There's a little more.
Stay in Germany.
Food for you to chew on. 28 after on Good Day.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Longford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free. Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Stefan, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We take a walk. 33 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So we examine items of interest in a more thorough fashion because it seems this is the desire. People at this time of the day want to have an understanding of what's going on in the world, perhaps a little more in-depth information that one can, if you'll pardon the pun, chew on. The medical world this week talking a lot about what apparently is a good news story. I would take the following information that I am about to impart on you. Resources put together by the Doug Steffen family, information that I have put four or five different sources for what has been described as a tipping point. Tipping point. What a great... This is, isn't that great visualization? It reminds me of the scales of justice, right, or a pendulum. Well, the tipping point here refers to the war, the so-called war against cancer. Half of the newly diagnosed patients in England survive at least 10 years, which is the best in any of these studies that have been done, whether they be in Western Europe or in America. That I think I've not seen anything better than this, frankly. Certainly the last 10 years. Every year I tend to do a story, and especially with Rich McFadden of my staff here, having come down with Hodgkin's lymphoma, was treated for 6, 7, 8 months during last summer and earlier this year, went through chemotherapy and radiation to get rid of the blob in his chest. Apparently it's all gone. He is a survivor. And there are other people who have had cancers that were more dangerous than that who have survived. Many, not all of these patients, will be no more at risk of dying than members of the general population who have never had cancer. Well, in fact, we all have cancers in our system. All of us, every living human being has cancer cells in his or her body. It's what happens to these so-called free radicals because of stress, too much fat in the diet, heredity, and other things. But mostly those three things. Your diet means the amount of alcohol, the amount of sugar that you have, what your heredity is all about, very important, and how much stress you have in your life. So if you are a cancer survivor and you're smart, you've probably limited the amount of sugar you take in, and the amount of alcohol you drink, the amount of tobacco products that you are exposed to. You have had an exercise program that's worked its way into your life. You are thinking about relieving a lot of the stress or as much as you can in your life. Many times, by the way, whether you want to hear this or not, your stress level is dependent on how you take things. And you create your own stress level by your reaction to problems that you may encounter in everyday life. There are people who have tremendous stress in their lives who know how to take care of it. whether it be through exercise, through breathing, through the kinds of books that you read, to the music you listen to, all of these things are very important. So I think one of the reasons that I'm reading here between the lines in these various studies is cancer survival changing so dramatically since the 70s because of how people are learning regarding the causes and effects of the treatment. So there's a whole new way of looking at the disease. 40 years ago, 25% of patients lived as long as 10 years after they had the big C. I remember when John Wayne, at 66, I think 65, 66, proclaimed for the world, "I've licked it. I beat the big C." Well, John Wayne was a chain smoker. He would go from one light one with the last one and spend his whole day smoking. So by the time he's in his mid-60s, he had smoked so much that it had ruined completely one of his lungs. That's where the cancer developed, so they took it out. His entire lung was taken. So that way he beat cancer. He beat it because they got the lung that was contaminated out of his body, and he stopped smoking for the most part. I think he kept smoking some, but he didn't smoke as much as he had before. And so he lived another 6 years, died at the age of 72, not of cancer, but of a failure of a valve that was put into his heart. But the heart was weakened by all of his smoking as well. So when you think about how big and rugged he was and how he looked in his last movie, The Shootist, he looked a lot older than 70 years old, which is what he was when that last movie was done. So thinking about that, I use him as an example because he was pretty prominent. I mean, you can come up with any number of examples, men and women who've been prominent in all walks of life, whether they be doctors themselves or they be people in politics, business owners. I think of Mr. Milken and all he's done. He invested millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to defeat prostate cancer because he got that while he was in the slammer for a couple of the Wall Street deals that he was instrumental in in carrying out. I chuckle about it because I can remember some of the information of the trial. I think it was in the late 70s, early 80s when that went on. Well, he was in jail for 12 or 13 years, lost all his hair. When he got out, he started the Milken Foundation in Santa Monica, California, which is aimed at dealing with the problems that men have with prostate cancer. A lot of research has gone into it. Are fewer men dying of prostate cancer now than before? Yep. But more men are getting it. And it goes back to the same thing I was just talking about. It has to do with your diet, amount of stress in your life, and in fact, what your history is. So the chief executive of Cancer Research UK, Dr. Harpal Kumar, they were responsible for announcing the new findings in this study, said, quote, "It's not very long ago that cancer used to be thought of as a death sentence. The reason is 50% now are living," and that, again, I use that reference for the tipping point, "half the patients survive at least 10 years after they have a diagnosis of cancer, and many, many live much, much longer than that." And so I guess that the good news is that when you hear that word, if you do hear it, it isn't the end of the line. Certainly if you have pancreatic cancer or any organ, your liver, your spleen, your kidney, that's not good. You get cancer in there, that's not good at all. Colon cancer, sort of a 50-50 deal, depends on how early it's caught. That's why the doctors always are recommending, gastroenterologists say you need to get every 5 to 10 years after you pass the age of 50, a colonoscopy. I'm getting another one next week, as a matter of fact. No worries. Last time, I will tell you, the doctor said I was fit as a fiddle, and that's why I went 10 years to get my next checkup, but I'm having a little, not that I want to get to the too much information department, but I got a few problems with both my gastro system and the larynx and the esophagus and the throat and my stomach and stuff, so I want to get it all checked out. And by the way, the only person you hurt by not getting yourself checked out every year, every single person listening to this program right now, listening to me, needs to get a physical every single year. And I mean a real physical, a complete physical. For men, you need to get your prostate exam. You need, what do they call it, the digital rectal exam, and all of the things, the blood work, blood tests. Women need to have the same thing, mammograms, or better yet, MRIs on their breasts to make sure that that stuff is all healthy. A really rigorous workout on a treadmill so you can understand what's going on in your heart and circulatory system. All of those things are very important. Now, I'm going to step aside here with my comments on the results of this study to bring Patrick Dempsey, yes, Dr. McDreamy, will join us, yes, just a moment or two. He's got a story about his mother that has brought him into this whole area of cancer research and work. And we're going to find out his story in just a moment right here on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8300 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia's Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like heat. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Joining us now is Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the three medical consultants on the Good Day program. His website, doctor, it isn't, there's no doctor, though, with it. It's jackstockwell.com, which focuses on lots of things that are a part of the medical world that a lot of doctors that are in the conventional medical world don't want you to know about. I'm interested in understanding what's in this cocktail, that's what they call it, the lethal injection cocktail, and why it is so hard to get this. Do you have access as a doctor to things that when you could put them all together, you could put somebody to sleep and maybe even put them to death?
It was like you were describing there during the last segment about the cows. I just started taking care of a veterinarian yesterday for the first time, and she was asking me about chiropractic and dogs, and because she had just put down a four-year-old dog that had breathing problems 2 or 3 days before I saw her, and she still had tears in her eyes. She's the vet who did it. She had tears in her eyes for a dog she had to euthanize 2 or 3 days earlier. And so we talked a little bit about that, but yeah, there's some very powerful, but it's all a political thing, you know, because Denmark, a number of years ago, whenever it was, Denmark banned the pentobarbital, a drug that's used for lethal executions in the United States, because they've banned executions in Denmark. Most European countries have, and they weren't going to sell this drug to the United States anymore because they were using it for lethal injections. And it was a very effective, it did the job, there weren't any problems, and so a lot of states had to scramble for another kind of a drug to use. And this midazolam that they're using now, the first of the three cocktail, has been problematic ever since they got it. And what was happening in this inmate at the time when they said the vein exploded, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I'm sure something else is going on there. Yeah. There may have been a rupture of the vein or something because of too much pressure. The drug may have been administered too quickly. This guy may have been in poor health. Who knows? But this is, you know, it's such a sticky, execution is such a sticky thing in this country that, you know, we try to sterilize it. We try to remove it from ourselves. Make it as clinical as possible that we're carrying out this act against another life. You know, and as you described, no one's going to, I don't think, who's going to argue that this is a terrible human being because of what he had been found guilty of. But still, you know, they try to make this such a clinical thing, like you're going in and get a cavity filled. And when these things go wrong and the body says, I'm going to go on living, apparently that's what happened to this guy. He tried to sit up after the first, you know, the first one is just an anesthetic. The first one is just to knock you out, to make you unconscious, so that your body won't violently react to the next two drugs that are given to it.
But why? My question is, why is the drug that we're giving them to actually put them to death violent, when in fact you give your dogs and cats stuff? I give the cow stuff. There's no violence involved. The cows.
Yeah, but here's the problem. And yeah, it's a great question, because when you give it to a dog or a cat or a cow or whatever else you have to put down, the cow isn't going to turn its head and look at you with its eyes. It's going to go to sleep and that's it. With a human being, it's different. There's a possibility when there's witnesses in that room watching this person being executed that something could go wrong, and they're going to open their eyes or they're going to struggle for breath.
Why?
And this is, well, because they didn't administer the drugs correctly, or they didn't have the right dosage.
It's not that we can't get the stuff. It's that these people don't know what the heck they're doing.
Well, and I would also say, and I'm no doctor, but I would say that as a human being, you know what's coming to you. As Peaches the cow, Peaches didn't know what was coming to her.
No, exactly.
So and you so fight it. I would imagine that's your fire.
Some of these inmates just go right in there and defiant right to the end, or they declare their innocence right to the end, or they say something horrible to the family right there, then go ahead and do it. And you know, like Gary Gilmore, the last execution in the state of Utah that involved firing squad, you know, that was back what, in the late 70s or mid to late 70s or 80s, somewhere around there, Gary Gilmore was shot. That was very effective. It was done, it was over with, and that's it, because he was just, you know, go ahead, let's do it, you know, right there at the end. Some inmates are like that. Some of them are screaming and crying and begging for their lives, and which cows don't do. And so, you know, there's this moment there at the time of execution where people are just in a total state of mental, emotional panic. The witnesses in the room, the newspaper people. I mean, it's a terrible, horrible moment, and this thing backfired, and it's going to cause problems for days to come.
Dr. Jack Stockwell with a rendering days on what went on at the botched execution. JackStockwell.com. Check out his Forbidden Doctor newsletter. It's 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit from Warren Eckstein, gentleman who loves pets, your pet, his pet, all pets, has a great radio program every weekend that discusses pet behavior, solves problems of behavior, training techniques. He's a warm and friendly guy, that Warren Eckstein, and he'll be up with us to discuss some of the issues that have been presented to him over the past week or so as we continue with the information, who doesn't love their pets and want to know more about their dog, their cat. So Warren's here next here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon has been taking aim at grocery stores. And its most recent program, Prime Pantry, could be its biggest hit yet. Prime Pantry lets Amazon Prime customers in the contiguous 48 United States ship 45 pounds worth of household goods for a flat fee of $6. And they're not selling Costco-like bulk quantities either. Amazon is selling items in everyday sizes, just like you'd buy at a grocery store. Prime Pantry lets you buy a wide range of goods like soda and water, paper and laundry products, breakfast cereal, personal care products, and more. As you add things to your box, Amazon will tell you exactly how much room is left. You can load whatever you want into the box, but customers looking to buy heavy or bulky items that don't usually ship for free should find the program especially appealing. If you want to learn more about the program, or if you're running low on Cheerios and want to stock up, you can check it out at Amazon.com/Prime Pantry. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. By the way, check out his Hugs and Kisses. You can do that at thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com. Line of vitamins and minerals specifically for your dog and another blending for your cat. They are the most popular and the best. I give them to Charlotte all the time. And look at how well she's doing. You can hear her snoring. She's peaceful and happy.
I give them to my pugs, too. They enjoy them.
All right, let's talk about how people decide whether or not to get an alternative sort of
pet. I don't even know how you call
a
rat a pet. But there are these companies like Petco that have these rats and other kinds of things available, and one wonders why you would expose your child to something like a rat. Especially a few months ago, Petco was sued after a 10-year-old died from a bacterial infection that was from the rat that they bought at Petco, and the rat bit the kid died. Why the hell would you buy your child a rat?
You know, it's kind of a mixed bag, Doug. It really is. Rats do make good pets. A lot of people assume rats are dirty. I'm not talking about the rats running around the subways in New York City. I'm talking about domestically bred rats. They're very intelligent. They're easy to handle. I've had rats my whole life. But again, you have to make sure you're getting them from the right place. I don't know if getting where 1,000 rats are put together in a cage is the place to get it. But alternative pets can be good, provided people take the time to educate them. For example, I'm going to be doing an interview later where I'm going to be bringing up an animal that needs a home. You know what the animal is, Doug? It's a blue and gold macaw. It's a bird. We have no idea how old the bird is. We're assuming it's about 60 or 70 years old. Has an amazing vocabulary, but the owner passed away and left nothing for this bird to go to. So here we have this older bird that now needs a home. So if you have an alternative pet, like a bird, for example, this bird can live to 80 and 90 years, make sure you plan for it in your will like you would for any member of the family. Now, there's another problem going on with bearded dragons. These are these lizards, one of my favorites. They're easy to handle. They're mellow. But now there's a salmonella problem. When I was growing up, no one was supposed to have turtles because you can get salmonella from turtles. But it's not a turtle disease. It's not a lizard disease. It's a dirty disease. If you keep the environment where the pet is clean, if you're smart about handling, for example, washing your hands before, washing your hands after, there's nothing wrong with having an alternative pet, provided you educate yourself. And there are organizations, for example, let's talk about birds. There are the avian organizations in every city and every town. So that's what you need to do.
Really? How would you go online to find this?
Well, let's say you wanted birds. The bird clubs in Cleveland, Ohio, birds clubs in Sedona, Arizona, reptile clubs here, reptile clubs. You'll find them. You just go to the library. Make sure you educate yourself first.
To each his own. I guess that's the way to look at those sort of alternatives.
By the way, Doug, I have a cat coming to your house later this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Warren. That's very sweet.
Hey, kitty, kitty.
Warren Eckstein here.
Yeah.
How on good day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.